Republicans have pushed this issue without success for the past decade, but the plan approved last night will likely soon become law. It would force residents to show a driver's license or other state-issued ID to vote. Republican sponsor Jeff Stone of Greendale said it would verify that people are who they say they are and wouldn't disenfranchise anyone.
Voting is a right. We have many rights in this country, but there are responsibilities. There's no right to have the government come to your home and collect your vote or come to where you are. You have to put forth effort to participate in democracy.
But Democrats said the plan would make it harder for students, the poor, the transient, and the elderly to vote. Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby said it was eroding rights that people had died fighting for.
We may not be hosing someone down or lynching someone by this action today, but we're certainly limiting their ability to take a part in what is their constitutional right and responsibility, and that is vote.
The plan would also narrow the window for early voting in clerk's offices to 2 weeks before an election, down from the current month. It would cut off early voting the Friday before an election rather than the day before. The photo ID requirement would not take effect until next year, but another piece would take effect immediately. It would require someone to live in Wisconsin for 28 days before they can vote in a non-presidential election. Right now, the requirement is 10 days. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.